Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to the continued carnival coverage with Giles and Alexa. And we've been let loose by the adults and been allowed to go out and interview the carnival floats, which feels a big responsibility for two teenagers still can't drive. But anyway, we've caught up with the club chairman of Gemini, Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Not too bad.
Fantastic. You're the club chairman of one of the biggest carnival floats in the southwest. Gemini
One of the biggest in the South Somerset circuit, yeah.
Not
one of the bigger ones, yeah, but yep. It's...
So this year, your theme is based on a certain musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, that's correct. It's Phantom of the Opera celebrating its 30th birthday this year.
30 years of Phantom of the Opera. It's an absolutely fantastic musical. Myself and Alexa love it. It's one of our favourites. So how long did it take to build this magnificent float, which is really a very nice reproduction of the whole set from every scene in the musical?
Well, basically, we started back in January on design. Once we basically have about 10 or 15 ideas come to the table, as a club, we vote them down to one. This is what happened to win this year. We then go away and come up with the actual design, what we're going to try to build and construct. And all the punters will see it this evening, what we've actually got around to getting out on the road.
So how many people are involved in Gemini?
It's around about 40 members in total, ranging from around about 6 right the way up to 87.
How do you, like, of course, this is a huge construction, but how do you go about building something like this?
It's very hard to explain, really. I've been doing carnival for nearly 33 years, so they sort of just happen these days. But basically, you've got a VSO, you've got constraints. We can build to 100 foot long, 11 foot wide, 16 and a half foot high, and basically that's the box we build the idea inside.
Okay, and how did you guys go about making sure that it was a faithful recreation of Phantom of the Opera? Did you get stage photos or did you write to someone? How did you go about doing that?
Basically, we came up with the idea of what we wanted to construct, which is the ballroom scene, then with the cellar underneath it, and then we've gone back to pictures from different productions and then just basically built it all up.
I love the film, I love the musical, I've seen both. I can't wait to see this. If anybody wants to get involved with Gemini, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can go two or three ways now. We're obviously, we've got a Twitter account, which is Gemini Carnival Club on Twitter. We've got a Facebook account, which if anybody wants to get involved, they can leave their names and numbers, and the members that look after our social media side will get back in contact with people.
That's absolutely fantastic. That's Gemini. Their theme this year is Phantom of the Opera. It looks to be one of the best floats here so far. We're loving it. It's Giles and Alexa covering the carnival.
And this is 107.8 Tone FM, and we are here with a carnival club chairman. Hello.
I'm Harborside Carnival Club, Kirsty Fox from Harborside Carnival Club.
Ooh. Right, so what is the theme of your lovely float today?
Our theme is Welcome to My House. It's all different pictures of different houses. It's meant to be comical.
That's fair. I could see a toilet seat up there, which I think covers that. How long did it take you guys to make it?
Well, this year we had a bit of a problem because our first float got condemned and we couldn't bring it out. So we actually got this one in April this year and managed to have it up and running by August.
So how many people were working on this float?
We have a core team of about 5 of us building every Saturday and whenever else we can get. So that many.
How many are in the carnival club together?
There's 20 of us all performing, all rocoing, all together.
And what are the ages of these people?
Our youngest member is 17, right the way up to 85.
Oh. And if anyone wanted to get into contact with your carnival club, how could they go about it?
If you look us up on Facebook, we're Harborside Carnival Club, based in West Bay. If you want to join, message us through that bit.
Awesome, cool.
It's just typical that a carnival float starts in the background. You'll be able to hear you'll be able to see all of this as it's going through. This is us earlier. This is Giles and Alexa looking at all the different carnival floats as they go through with you guys. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Giles and Alexa out and about interviewing all the carnival clubs and their huge floats and all the other people that are going around in the carnival. And we have caught up with a fantastic huge float which looks like a construction sign, just a general street all in one. Hello.
Hello, hello.
What's your club name?
One Plus One.
One Plus One. And what's your theme this year?
Like you said, under construction.
Under construction, that's the theme.
It's more like the street scene with doing the pavements.
Oh, I see. So pretty much the road works across Taunton.
Yes.
Summarised as a carnival float.
Yeah,
exactly. How long did it take to build and come up with?
Oh, we sort of build for 12 months, really. You build for a year. Once this is over, you start again.
How many people are involved in the process of building this
float? In the building? Well, you can't say many, to be honest. You might get half a dozen out to build.
And how many are in the carnival club itself?
Oh, must be 30.
30?
Getting towards 30
what's
now,
the,
I
what's
reckon.
Their age range?
16, right up to... Well, I'm 70, yeah. Right up to 70.
you don't look it.
Thank you.
Who came up with the idea of under construction?
Well, a chap came up with the idea of something to do with the roadworks. And I sort of said about the houses, because you could do different signs and different things. And we sort of put it together. It was something you could work together, a street and a roadworks you could work together. So it worked well, really.
It's very good. Look around for all the road signs that are lining the side of it. It's really quite good. For instance, there's one here that says, warning, headphone user may be lost in music. That sounds like me every day walking to and from college.
Exactly.
So if anybody wants to get involved in One Plus One Carnival Club, how do they go about doing that?
Well, yes, they contact us, really. We are looking for members, obviously are. Always looking for members. Yeah. Yeah, we're at Donyet, based at Donyet Bowling Club in Donyet.
Okay.
So that's where we're based.
Is there a web address to go to, or is there like an email?
No, there's not really.
Just head
on to Donyet Bowling Club. You can't make any mistake.
Yeah, Donyet Bowling Club, if you want to be involved with the One Plus One Carnival Club.
We're not a serious club. We're a club that is... Enjoy it.
Exactly. And if you're not enjoying it, what's the point of doing
it? Exactly. Once you've done that, you just want to pack it in.
It's Giles and Alexa. We're capturing the atmosphere of the build-up to the carnival. Carnival's in full swing now. You'll be hearing this later on during the carnival as these floats go past. It's Giles and Alexa, and we're catching up with all the different floats. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Alexa and Giles. We're building up to... Well, we're covering the build-up to the carnival. You guys are watching the carnival right now. We're looking around and looking at all the different floats that are going past you as we speak. And we have got Eclipse. Hello.
Hello
it's
there.
Eclipse, right. The carnival club. And what's your theme for this year?
This year's theme is Lumberjacks.
I did think it was a Saw film at first, but no, it's Lumberjacks, I've been told.
Definitely Lumberjacks. So.
How long did it take to build?
All year.
So all year to build. Who came up with the idea?
One of our guys, AJ, his name is. He's somewhere wandering around here.
Is he the chap with the bubble hat?
Quite possibly, yes. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
How many people are involved in the building of it?
There's about 45 in the club. Probably main build team's about 12 to 15 of us. So
what's the design process exactly?
This year, first year for us, we've had a model involved in it, full-scale model. So things change a bit even from the model. But as a main, we've built from a model.
What's the age range of your club? You've got 40 or so members, you said?
Age range tends to be from about 11 years up to, I would say, 68, probably.
And if anybody wants to get involved with your Eclipse Carnival Club, and the Loggers Yard is the name of this fantastic float. If anyone wants to get involved with you guys, how do they do it?
Find us on Facebook. That's the easiest way. Eclipse Carnival Club on Facebook. Give us a message on there, and one of us will reply to you as quickly as we can.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Alexa and Giles out and about looking at all the different folks that you in the carnival as they go past. And we've caught up with the chairman of another club. And the club's theme is like Underground Express, exactly?
Yeah, it's based on it's Starlight Express, but it's taking a new take on Starlight Express. So therefore, the trains have gone underground.
Oh, that's really nice. What's your club name?
Club name is Harlequin Carnival.
So you guys are the Harlequin Club, and your theme is Underground Starlight Express.
Underground Express, that's
fantastic. I love the bit of Starlight Express just because trains and Andrew Lloyd Webber. But how long did it take, and what was the process behind creating it?
It's a 12-month project that we're involved in to get it to that stage. Models start in ideas start at about Christmas. Models are in by about February or March, and then we spend from then to pretty much now putting it all together.
How much detail do you get in said models?
Scale model.
Wow. So is that like on model railway scale level, or is
No, it's sort of a vague inch to a foot or thereabouts. In terms of model, and then obviously it all gets cadded up and
so
drawn.
How many people are in the Harlequin Club?
There's approximately 70 of us, something like that.
And what's the age range of those people?
From 14 to about 70 plus, nearly 80 I expect.
Wow. So you guys, who came up with the idea of doing an underground take on Starlight Express?
It was a club decision, essentially. I couldn't tell you who, because I can't remember, but somebody in the club put the idea forward, and the club then took the idea on and and produce what you see there.
That's fantastic. If anyone wants to get involved in the Harlequin Club, how do they go about doing it?
The easiest thing to do is to go onto Google and type in Harlequin, or alternatively Facebook and Twitter, normal channels, and you'll find us.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much. Look out for them. They're the Underground Express, the Starlight Express Underground attempt, and that's a huge float. It looks great. They've got steam locomotives, you've got American Express engines. How cool does it look?
Very, very cool.
It's brilliant. Check it out. We're Giles and Alexa, and we're going around looking at all the different floats ready for the carnival. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. We're covering the carnival floats. And don't forget, it's not just those huge monstrosities filled with lights and bursting out hot air and stuff. There are also the fantastic little ones made by smaller groups who are just as important. And we've caught up with one of them now. Hello.
Hello. All right, then.
How are you?
Not too bad.
What is your club name?
It's A&A Carnival Club.
A&A Carnival Club. And by any chance, is your theme to do with dinosaurs?
It is, just a big T-Rex dinosaur,
it's a giant T-Rex dinosaur.
Yeah. As not in, quite like, life-size, though.
As in, like, in the museum, really. Like, that bit.
It is.
It's huge, it's a skeleton, it's brilliant.
It's called Rex.
It's called Rex. How long did it take to build?
About 6 months.
How many people are involved in building it?
A couple. Three. Oh, three, actually. Better to say three, yeah.
How many people are in your club?
Two.
There are two people in your club.
Two people in the club, but three people made the dinosaur.
Yeah. And what's the dinosaur made out of? Because I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, it's fiberglass. Yeah. So I've done the fiberglass, and then a friend helped me do the metalwork to make
really
it all move.
Nice. It's really, really nice.
It walks as it goes along the road and that, so well, sometimes.
If anybody else wants to get involved with you guys, how do they contact you?
They don't need to. We're like a little family, and we just...
It's a little family affair.
Yeah, and we just plod along doing our own thing.
I don't know. but no, this is fantastic. We love this. You'll be seeing this right now, and it's so good. I hope you're enjoying it. It's Taunton 107.8 Tone FM, and we're covering the carnival floats. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to Giles and Alexa covering all the different carnival floats as they go past you in the carnival procession. And we have caught up with Xtreme. Hello, how are you?
Hello, all right.
So what's your theme for this year?
Poison.
Poison?
Yeah.
Will you be by any chance playing the Alice Cooper song?
Yes, but it's a different version.
Oh, different
version. A different version. It's a more upbeat version.
Fair enough. I do like a bit of Alice Cooper myself. How long did it take to come up with this?
All year. Right from the very start, yeah. We've been since January.
And how many people are involved in the making of it?
Like 20 to 25 of us.
20 to 25. And what's the age range of Xtreme?
8 to 61, I think.
Nice. And what's the design process involved in making your float?
The design process, it started off on a piece of paper as a drawing, and with someone with the music, and then gradually we've created all this.
It's huge, it's great. You'll be able to see it as it goes through. If anybody wants to get in contact with you guys and join your club, how do they do that?
We are on Facebook. Somewhere.
You're on Facebook.
Somewhere.
Just Xtreme Carnival Club.
Yes.
No E at the beginning, it's just
no
Xtreme.
E, just X, yes.
Fantastic. It's Giles and Alexa covering all the different carnival floats. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Giles and Alexa covering all the different things that are going on in the carnival procession. And we have caught up with some lovely ladies who have got fantastic skull suspenders. What's the deal with that?
It was just something quirky to do because we didn't want to take the focus off the boots too much.
And we'll get to the boots in a second, but first, what's your club name?
It's Bounce and Burn.
Bounce and Burn. What's your theme this year?
The theme is quirkiness.
Quirkiness, I can thoroughly
bouncy
agree
quirkiness.
With that. Now, bouncy, we keep mentioning boots and bounce keeps coming up a lot. This is because you guys, rather than being on a float, you are following a car.
We are.
With a lot of music, but
yes.
It's not just baton twirling and dancing, etc.
No.
You guys have got fancy shoes.
We have fancy shoes with springs on the bottom.
Please explain us more about that, because that's fascinating.
They are a low-impact rebound training boots. So they have springs on the bottom, so it reduces the impact on your body and joints, and you exercise in them and dance and, yeah.
Is that like modern versions of that fad the kids went through in the 50s, where they literally just had springs attached to the bottom of soles?
Pretty much, yeah, a bit more advanced.
Brilliant. Are these specially designed for this, or are they bought in?
No, they're specially designed for exercise, yes,
and,
from America.
Are you involved, or are they coming from America?
Yeah, I come from America, but it's my company, so Bounce and Burn is mine, yes.
Awesome, and if anybody wants to get in contact with you guys about your shoes, obviously,
yes.
Or in fact getting involved with this,
yes.
How do they do that?
They are Facebook or the website, which is Bounce and Burn Taunton.
Fantastic, thank you ever so much,
okay.
Have a fantastic procession.
Thank you very much.
It's Taunton 107.8 to Tone FM. You're listening to Giles and Alexa. We're covering the build-up to the carnival. You're watching the carnival right now. We are time-travelling via the power of radio, aren't we?
We are. It's amazing.
It's awesome. And we are catching up with another key part of a carnival every year. It's not a float. It's not people collecting money. It's the majorettes.
Now, yay!
Wow. Now you were a majorette, weren't you?
I was a majorette. It's brilliant. It's lots of fun.
Is it? I can't dance. We won't go into why.
We won't go into this.
But anyway, we've caught up with one of the ladies. And what's your club name? What's your majorette and the club name?
We're Charisma Majorettes from Axminster.
You are Charisma Majorettes from Axminster with a K, not a CH.
Oh, yes, a K.
And a Z as well. It's all very fancy. What's your theme this year?
We're Rio.
Rio.
You can tell by their amazing costumes that they are based on
and Brazil, Rio.
Rio. Yeah, like Brazil, like
Rio
Carnival
de Janeiro. What are you dancing to? Because obviously there's no point asking you about your float because you don't have one. You guys are basing it on twirling batons, etc.
Rio. I love that film. Okay.
I mean, we've got singing guys, mums, we've got dancing kids.
You guys seeing this and like in Carnival right now will know what they're dancing to. So yeah. Why you're asking, I don't know.
How many people are in your? How many people are there in the majorette here?
We have around 40 girls.
You've got 40 girls. Wow. And what's their age range?
They range from 16, probably the oldest, right down to we have a couple of mascots who are 4 or 5.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is cute. That is cute. How long did it take to make all of these costumes? I take it they were made by a firm and designed by you guys.
They take us about 6 months to collaborate all the designs and actually get them to the stage that you see them tonight.
Wow. You can check these out. You'll definitely be able to see them.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody wants to be a majorette, and Alexa's done it, all these girls are doing it, why wouldn't you? How do they do that?
They need to go along to one of their local clubs and find out some more information.
If you want to join the Charisma Majorettes in Axminster, how do you do that?
You have to come to the Guildhall on a Wednesday night and ask a few questions.
Guildhall, Axminster, Wednesday night.
This isn't just for girls, is it? Have you got guys involved?
We don't have any boys, but we have in the past.
We have in the past. So yes. There we go.
We've got one now,
we've got
apparently.
One boy. So any boys out there that are interested in majorettes as well?
Yeah, by all means.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Now this is 107.8 Tone FM and we are here with some more majorettes.
Yes indeed, it's the Ilminster majorettes and there are loads of them and they're all wearing blue, which is nice because I like blue.
Say hi.
Hi!
Was that a good idea?
That peaked the mic, yep.
Okay, so anyway, what's your club name or what is called Ilminster majorettes?
Yes, we are Ilminster Majorettes. We are a troop of 37 girls. We range from 3 to 15. They're amazing. I love them.
Oh, fantastic. What's the theme this year? What are you guys dancing to? What's the whole, like, get-up?
Girls, what are we dancing to?
Bang Bang! Bang Bang!
Is that the Green Day track?
No, Will
that,
I Am.
Will I Am?
Keep Up, yeah.
That was Bang Bang by Green Day was coming out of your speakers earlier. I remember. I was listening.
Bang Bang!
Lovely. So how long did it take to get your routine together and come to this point?
Okay, so we have been practicing since July amongst our summer routines that we've all been doing. There's a troop of 37 of them. They are amazing. We've been judged at 3 competitions and we've come away with 2 places.
That is very, very good. I love you. I love their little top hats. They've all got little like hats.
They have adorable
and they've got treble clefs on their cheeks in face paint. And that's awesome. They're very swanky. They've got these great, you'll be seeing this live, obviously. You can see them right now.
So cute.
But for us here, and if you can't see them, if you're at home and you're not watching, they've got little suits woven into their costumes. It's awesome.
Yeah, onto their leotards.
Definitely love this. It's great. Listen to Taunton 107.8 Tone FM for more coverage of the carnival. These guys are the Ilminster Majorettes. Thank you very much. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. The funny thing about doing what we're doing today is usually we have to ask the people for interviews. But actually today, someone came up to us and asked us for an interview, which is a nice change.
Literally just had someone waving at us. It was great.
It was brilliant. Okay, guys, how old are you and what's your club name?
We're Friends CC and
7 to 17.
That's brilliant. We are interviewing the kids. It's Bugsy Malone takeover time. What's your theme this year?
Soccer samba.
Okay, and how long has it taken to get from the idea point to you guys being here at the carnival?
About six months.
And how many of there are you?
Eight.
There are eight of you.
Eight.
And you're aged 7 to 17?
Yes.
What is soccer samba exactly?
Brazil football.
Brazil football
like a Rio,
combined with samba.
Like,
it's a lot of
like
there's a lot of Rio, Rio this year. It's 2016. Rio. It's a Rio Olympics. It's all good. Who came up with the idea?
Our nans.
Your nans. And that was because, why was that? We think we've been told about this, haven't we?
We've been doing a carnival for quite a lot of years, and like normally we pick something out of a hat and we choose it, but all of our nans chose this for this year.
Usually it's like a bit girly themed, and I was usually the only boy, so they done like a boy themed.
That's good. That's right. I like that.
So
I like
that.
So,
if they were doing princesses, you'd always be Prince Charming.
Yes.
To be fair, mate, when you're older, that'll be a good thing. Anyway, these are Friends CC. If you guys, how do you get involved with you guys? If anybody else out there wants to become a Friends CC, how do they do that?
It's on Facebook.
You can head on to Facebook. It's Bugsy Malone Takeover here. I love saying that.
Basically.
It pretty much is. Yeah. Listening to Tone FM. These guys are going past you right now. This is the carnival coverage with Giles and Alexa. Woo!
So we are 107.8 Tone FM, and we're here with, what's the name of the group?
Black Rock Guys.
But amazing. What are you guys doing in carnival right now?
Centurions.
Nice.
Those films are good, and even I'm a guy and I like them.
Okay. Thanks, Giles. So are you guys dancing behind some things, or are you
like stuff like messing around, and then when the teacher looks, it's like silent. She does the
registers. Ask questions.
Sitting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's nice.
We don't like them.
Okay. So obviously your theme is the Trillions. How long did it take you guys to come up with this theme and put everything together?
2 minutes.
Yeah. Everybody else has like
10 to 20 minutes.
Okay, everyone has like 6 months.
People
and you're
have been preparing
like...
for like 6 months. You guys came up with this in 20 minutes. Yeah. Half of them are wearing their school uniforms just messed up.
Yeah.
It's a really, really clever idea.
It is very good, actually. So, like, what's your age range?
11.
9 to 10, 11, 12, up to.
About there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Are you guys something that people can get in touch with to get involved with?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you guys have to be guides to be involved with you guys.
Yeah.
The age range of a guide is what, about 12, and then you become a young leader, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So from 12 to about 9, you can get involved with this, and then I take it the brownies have their own thing going.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You can go older than guides as well. That's brilliant. So if anybody wants to get hold of you guys, just head to the Blackbrook Guides, I would assume. Is that good?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Look out for young kids causing anarchy up and down the carnival procession as St. Trinians. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Giles and Alexa covering the carnival procession.
We are Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM, and we are here with a chairman of a pretty amazing float. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Guy.
Guy. Hello, Guy. And this float, absolutely amazing just looking at it.
Thank you, yeah.
What is the theme? Tell the theme to everybody else.
Well, the theme is actually living history. On the cart it'll be individual years. We're starting off with World War I, World War II, the Cold War, the Falklands War. There'll be people in costume dressed up all the way to the back to VE Day. So basically trying to educate children about history and doing it in an exciting way. Also.
Yeah.
Being an ex-military man, I'm into the poppy appeal and everything, so I just put a few poppies on the cart just to cheer it up.
Yeah, I help out selling poppies every year, so I'm really behind this float.
Yeah.
I love this float. And so how many people are together on this float? So like how many people made it, how many people are on it?
Two of us built it.
Two of you built it?
Yeah.
And the level of detail in that is supreme.
Yeah.
Two of you, wow.
Yeah. That cart this year cost £450 to build, because we are keen on recycling everything. We turn something in, what it was last year, into something else rather than throwing it away, so we try and use it and use it. So basically £450 carnival cart built, parked up on the road.
That's amazing. So, now what's the age range of the people here on
7 years upwards. We haven't any, plus we have people with learning difficulties, which we like to help get involved, because they all feel a bit pushed out these days. Well, I can't do that, but you put them down quietly in a corner, they're quite clever at doing stuff, and people need to give them a chance.
Yeah. So if anyone wanted to get into contact with you or your carnival club, how could they do that?
They could go on our Facebook page and send us a message, and we'll give them details, and it's not a problem at all.
And you are Unicorn Carnival.
Unicorn Carnival Club from Wellington.
Oh, I love that name so much.
It's mystical.
It is mystical, I love it. So
Yeah, thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. Enjoy your evening. Nice
I will
to speak
do.
To you again
you very
soon.
Much.
All
yes,
right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.